Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunipole. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Cincinnati Bengals and of me, Strawberry Ice. Now, do me a favor. Smash that thumbs up. Give me a like and subscribe. I am up to 691 subscribers. I'm so close to 700. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everybody, subscribe to my show. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, this is our super fun Friday football show, preview show of the Bengals, Titans, whatever you want to call it. But since it's the day before Halloween, I wanted to start off with a little interesting question that, you know, we can talk about throughout the show if you guys want to. But what is the candy that you are going to steal out of your kid's bag after Halloween? I got two of them. It's Reese's Cups and Reese's Pieces. They are the bomb for me. I'm going to bring in my boy Jeremy Dean. Hopefully Mike Kyle will be able to come up and get on the show later on. But what's up, Jeremy?
What is up, brother? How you doing today, man?
Just enjoying a Friday, Having fun, same thing. Having some conversations.
I want to get in on this candy thing, man.
All right, what's up? What you got?
What are we stealing out of the bags?
Yeah.
Well, crying out for kids stealing some strawberry ice, I guess. But
yeah, I don't really think I'm a candy yet, but all right.
There's a couple for me. I guess number one would be payday. That's it kind of goes with our Bengal theme. We need a little payday, you know. We need to get to the end zone. But I love a payday. I also love a little Heath bar, man. I like the toffee, like the chocolate. You know, hard on the teeth. Who cares? It's Halloween. It's Halloween's eating.
Exactly. The one candy I people love this candy. For some reason, I can't ever stand it. It's Tootsie Rolls. Those things are nasty to me. But yeah, crying apple kid, he came on. He said Snickers. I don't know if you saw that. Like Snickers. Pretty much for me, man. Anything that's got peanut butter and chocolate. Oh, dude, that's the bomb for me. So anyway, let's get into this Bengals talk here. The Bengals have officially signed Spain to the team, and he's on the practice squad. And you and me both commented, why? That doesn't make sense to us. And lots of people are like, well, because he's got the COVID-19 protocol. No, if he had COVID-19 protocol still, then he wouldn't be on the practice squad. Well, somebody told you what, they needed a roster spot. And what was your answer for that?
I had a couple different responses. One was because that there was no roster spot available for Spain. But in order to make a team and reach your limit, you've got to let someone go to bring somebody else in. Most Bengal fans know that, and football fans. So, yes, we did release – I didn't even write his name down. I'd never even heard of him. He's a practice squad guy, whatever. We let him go, and then we brought in Spain. So, Spain's here. He's legal. And the
rosters are expanded, too, for COVID.
Exactly. He's here, legal, and ready to go as soon as – I'm hearing COVID testing.
They wouldn't let him in the building.
COVID. COVID.
They wouldn't let him in the building if that was it. And the thing is, look, I am not saying he should start at all. I'm not saying – I don't even think Finney should start. I think we go with the – God forbid, you know, Bobby Hart and Hopkins and Jordan Williams, none of them can start. We go with the guys we went with last week, the guys who have been here. You want these other guys to back up in case something happens is what I'm saying. So I'm not in any way saying that Spain or Finney should start. So anyway.
And just to give everybody just a little glimpse into Quentin Spain, you know, he's only been with two teams, which isn't too bad for a Bengal offensive lineman.
Right.
He's been with the Bills. He was with the Bills this year. He was with the Titans before that. He's 29. He's 6'5". 335 pounds. He is a big mamma jamma.
That's a big boy.
Yes. And I would not mind to see a big stud like that playing our normal routine line where we just kind of push forward. I wouldn't mind seeing him, you know, shoving a few guys around, but that's just me.
Sounds good to me. All right. We got some questions rolling in here. from most of the usual suspects. Hey, if you guys are new, jump on, ask a question. There are no dumb questions. Ask. Dallas. Hi, howdy, howdy. Hooday, I saw the debates where we're having about Spain was signed on the practice squad and not on the active, but Finney got signed right into the active roster. Weird. I think that was something I said there, Dallas. Yes, that's what I'm like, okay. Spain, we got him 2 days ago, and he's on the active roster. So, or Finney, I should say. So, why can't Spain? Well, I don't know. Don't make any sense to me, but what? Hey, whatever.
Gotta learn the playbook.
I had somebody go, well, if you don't know that, then you shouldn't have a talk show. I'm like, well, you can come on the show and talk. Like, but then he goes, I love your show. I'm like, cool. I'm glad you love the show. But hey, you're going to say that. Like, thing is, people, if you're going to say this to me on Bengals Nation, I'm right here. We're right here. Come talk. I'll talk to you right here. It's a lot easier than, you know, typing.
No offense. No offense taken. We love it. That's what we want. We want you to bash us. Bring it.
Yeah. You ain't going to hurt my feelings. All right. Oh, Henry by Gitlow. That way he should not be available for Sunday's game.
Oh, Henry may be the candy bar, and he might be finishing the sentence with
not available for Sunday's game. Yeah. That's what I got. All right, Dallas. Oh, Henry. You like Henry? No, I don't know if I ever had one.
There are. I mean,
yeah. Dallas is backing me up with the Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie Rolls are nasty. If I had kids, which I think Dallas, I think from what I've seen of your page, I think you're kind of young. You don't need kids yet. If I had kids, I'd still any and all of the fruit candies. Ah, fruit candies. There you go. All right, we got a Facebook user. Hooday, what's up? Whatever your name is, do me a favor. Go to the YouTube channel, Sports with Strawberry Ice. Like and subscribe, and you can comment from there, and your name will pop up, and we will know who we are talking to. All right, our boy Dennis is on board. What's up, Dennis? I think each of the Bengal players have to tell themselves losing is unacceptable. Then they tell their teammates, I got your back. And then they will have the eye on the tiger. And then they will be set to win. Sounds good to me, Dennis.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. We got another Hooday. Hooday from Langdon. Hooday.
Langdon. That's right. Big game.
All right. Dennis. Hey, Strawberry Ice. You have the best dance sports podcast. You have the best passion of anybody. It's contagious. Exactly. Oh, speaking of contagious, Jeremy, not that you're contagious, but you were on our pre-show fist fight. Bengals Nation, and just everybody who's watching out there, this is something that's unique because I'm usually the optimistic one here. This man over here, over there, usually isn't. So we kind of balance each other out. But he brought up some good points. You're talking about the Tennessee Titans and our shot of winning Sunday. Would you please take the floor there, Jeremy, and talk about what we were talking about on the pre-show fist fight, please?
I will. I actually will. And yes, I am. Let me make sure this mic's working. Check one, two. Check one, two. Yes. Okay. It's working.
Hello.
Now, we have been one of the most inconsistent teams in the NFL. We all know that. We've all seen it and watched it. But the Titans aren't exactly the most consistent team either. Now, you go back and look at the Titans' last six games for the year.
Right.
The Titans just laid it on the Bills.
Yeah.
Flat out, laid it on them, 42 to 16 on the Bills.
Stomped them
bad. Then the Titans went on down and played the Texans. And they beat the Texans 42-36. Then they went on over to Pittsburgh and lost 27-24.
Wait, you said that wrong. It's Pittsburgh. Get it right.
Pittsburgh. My bad. I was trying not to be a potty. Yeah. Every now and again I get a little potty mouthy. I was trying to make it trying to do the right thing here, guys.
Piss.
Go ahead. Here's where it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans played the Jaguars.
The team we beat?
The team we beat.
Okay.
And they beat them too. but they beat them 33-30. So,
did you say 33-30?
33-30. Gave up 30 to the Jaguars.
So they only beat them by three.
With a three, yes. Now, they also played the Vikings.
Uh-huh.
They won 31-30 by 1 point to the Vikings.
All right. That's good. That's good.
Then they played the lowly Broncos.
Yes.
And they won 16-14.
Wow, close games. This,
yes, this is what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole difference between the Titans and the Bengals right now. What was that?
I said, wait for it.
I'll give it to you. It's coming.
Optimism is coming. I can feel it. Optimism is coming. Come on, Jeremy. Come on.
Trying my hardest.
Come on. Bring it on home, Jeremy. Bring it on home.
Orange and black. It's Halloween.
Let's go. Bring it on home, brother.
I'm nailing this. Nailing it. So the Titans have won a lot of close games. Mm-hmm. The Bengals have not.
We've lost a lot of close games.
Exactly. We would be in the same 5-1 area, at least close,
right,
as the Titans.
Right.
If we would learn how to pull out these close games. So what I am saying to you all, after doing my due diligence, looking all this information up, spewing it out to you guys, I'm telling you, we have a chance.
Woo! Holy crap! And that was not me saying that. That was Jeremy saying that.
Yes. We have a chance.
Yes.
We have a chance.
Yes. So don't come at me going, oh, Strawberry, you're always so Homer. He did it.
That's me.
So you're saying we have a chance.
You look at those scores, how can you not have a chance, man?
Well, dude, okay, getting to the scores and how we've scored a lot. Joe freaking Burrow is the number one or the first rookie to ever pass for 400 plus yards, three touchdowns, and rush for a touchdown in the same game. If Burrow throws one more 300-yard passing games, he will tie the rookie record set by Andrew Luck in 2012. We can freaking score.
Yep.
Joe freaking Burrow. Now, this is another one. Joe freaking Burrow throws for 281 yards on Sunday. He will join Cam Newton as the only rookie QBs since 1950 to throw over 1,000 yards in a three-game span. This is the role that Joe freaking Burrow and the offense is on. So, getting to what you were saying, if we can score 30 points, we might have to outscore them because our defense can't stop anybody. But exactly, we got a chance. So, anyway.
That's right. And the thing about it is we've come down to the end of a ton of games. I looked at the Titans. They've come down to the end of a lot of games. A lot. Yeah. And they've managed to pull them out. The ball's bounced their way. Fumble and interception. At some point, it's got to end. They're 5-1. They've lost one game to the Steelers, and they gave the Steelers a pretty hard time. But still, at some point, this has got to end.
What'd you call them again?
My bad. The Pittsburgh Squealers.
Thank you. You got to stop cussing on the show, Jeremy. Jeez, the FCC is going to get us, dude. All right. Dennis. Hey, Strawberry. What's up with your other friend? Is he still sick? I hope he gets better. No, Mike actually isn't sick. He is doing other things right now that he can't get on the show. Hopefully he'll be on the show later on. We're hoping, but life gets in the way sometimes. So, we don't get paid for it. You got to do stuff that's more important. Bringing the chili in the chat. What up? Bringing the chili. All right. Let's see here. So the moral of the story that Jeremy was just telling is we can definitely beat the Titans. That's kind of what we're saying. We got a chance.
Can't see why not.
Dallas, Jeremy, that's exactly what I've been talking. I think we are winning this game. This will be the upset, dude. It'd be so freaking funny if they their second game they lose to. It would be the Bengals. I'm like, we will have a fun show. Awesome. We will have a fun show Monday. We're going to have a poem. I want a poem.
Poem, baby.
All right, Landon, it's very frustrating when the Bengals lose really close games. Dude, that's been every freaking game this year except the Ratbirds.
Exactly what I was pointing out right here. I mean, you could look at these two teams, look at the teams that they played, and we could be 5-1 just as easy as we are 1-5-1 now.
I mean, right. Yep. All right. Dallas is calling a shot. This game, Joe Freakenborough. Yeah, put the freaking in. Joe Freakenborough will throw over 350 passing yards, 3 TDs, 0 INTs. We win 35-24. That's what I'm talking about.
Dallas. Love it. Love it.
See, it's Friday, man. You got to be optimistic. I mean, everybody's like, oh, we stink. We stink. Why are you a fan then? You can't always be upset every time. It just, you know, that's not any fun. I like having fun. Don't you, Jeremy?
Got to. Man. What's life without fun, man?
Exactly. Get low. Hey, Jeremy, you said we were only going to win 6 games this season. If we won those games, that means you would only be expecting us to win one more game.
Going on the Halloween theme, if it fans and butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a happy Halloween. Okay.
Trust
still
me.
Still looking pretty good on my prediction. I don't want to be right.
I don't want you to be right either. That was my prediction. Yeah, I said, Gillo, I think we got 5 wins. I legitimately, realistically see 5 wins. We have a chance to win. Like I said, a play here or there, we could be 5-1 now. Well, we've said that a million times.
Yep.
All right, Brandon Chili, do you guys have any score predictions? Dude, I hate doing that. I suck at it. I don't know. I'll go with Dallas is 35-24. I'm terrible at them. You know,
if we knew what defense was going to show up and what offensive line was going to show up, and it'd make it so much simpler if we were consistent.
Yeah, I still haven't heard. I know Bobby Hart's out, but I haven't heard about Hopkins. I don't know about Jonah Williams. I haven't heard anything about them. Have you?
No. And actually, the report should be coming out here pretty soon, actually. So I'm sure as soon as the show's over, that's when, like yesterday, we got the Spain information and all that stuff as soon as we got off. So that'll happen again.
Tony, turning on a little late. What up, Jeff? What up, Jeremy? What's up, Tony?
What's up, Tony?
Welcome to the show, brother. So, all right, Dennis, got our question here. Okay, but the Bengals are different. They're going to beat the Titans. You want because they got Joe freaking Burrow, right? The funny thing is I was a little worried about this defense. I thought their defense was pretty good until Jeremy told me about how many points they've given up. So their defense isn't as good as I thought. So going by that, I think we got a better shot than I thought we did at the beginning of the week. I wouldn't really giving us any shot at the beginning of the week. And I'm the optimistic one.
Right.
That guy right there changed my mind. And he became the optimistic one. So we kind of flip-flopped here. I don't know. It's like bizarro world.
It's Halloween, man.
Exactly.
It's that time of year.
So are you dressing up?
No. I'm going as a Bengal fan.
Dude, I got the shirt I wear every year. It's got the Grim Reaper on it. It's bright orange and just says, I'm here for the beer. I'm like, exactly.
Perfect.
That's my Halloween shirt. I wear it every year. All right, Dallas. Yeah, you're next. Let's see here. It's really hard to make – I'll try that again. Yeah, it's really hard to make score predictions when it's such an inconsistent team. Yeah, and inconsistent team. And we got a crappy offensive line, and our crappy offensive line – three, whether you want to believe it or not, but 3 of our best crappy offensive line, except for Jonah Williams, but Hopkins. Those two are going to be solid, but Bobby Hart. But those three are out, and then you got Fred Johnson, Adeniji probably, and Brian Price.
Billy Price.
See, yeah. Brian Price was the Reds manager. Billy Price, I'll get it right.
Yeah.
And that's another thing people talked about. You know, well, since we traded Carlos, maybe we trade Billy Price now. I'm like, the reason we got something for Carlos Dunlap is because he had a great record of being a great player before. John Ross has no record of being a great player. Billy Price has no record of being a great player. Hell, even a good player. Nobody's going to give us anything for them. We got to get that out of our head. Plus, Billy Price is an offensive lineman. we need offensive linemen. We need as many as we can get right now. So we don't need to get rid of it, no matter how crappy they are. We need to keep them, I think.
Yep. And, you know, since you brought up John Ross, I figured this would be a perfect time. Yeah, I put this up on Bengals Nation. Yeah.
I should have
a few people have commented, but there's been rumors out there that John Ross don't even care about football anymore. He's being outworked mm-hmm. in the weight room, on the field. He's given 50%. Well, John Ross wanted to be clear with everybody, and y'all can take this however you want. I take it with a grain of salt because he hasn't done nothing for 2 years, so what's any different now? But
right.
This was his response to the Cincinnati Bengals, and I don't see him being around much longer putting this type of stuff out on Twitter.
Right.
But John Ross says, "It is not a secret that I have requested a trade. Trade me if this is how y'all feel. I am healthy and eager to play. I know I can be productive. It's hard to love something when you're not a part, when you're not participating in it. Believe me, it's not football that I don't like." That's telling me he don't like Cincinnati. So,
just bring a tear to my eye.
Maybe.
Bye-bye. Deuces. Yeah, this is earlier. Jonah brought this up that John Ross has confirmed he wanted to be traded. That earlier, Jonah, and we got to talk. Dude, sometimes, guys, we get so many questions, and it just starts scrolling up, and I'll see one, and I'm like, oh, and I can't find it again. So I try to get all your questions as best I can. All right. Oh, wow. Holy crap, you guys blowing this up.
Bring it, boys.
I'm trying to find something. That one. All right, we'll go with Tony. Tony, you're the next contestant on the Jeremy and Jeff show. Anyway, Jeremy, is that a tall pole behind you? Go Irish. Okay, I'm done. Had to get it in, my brother.
Love you, buddy. Love you. Oh. Hope to see you in the playoffs.
Speaking of that, you know that Trevor Lawrence tested positive. So now he's probably going to be. Oh, now I think they're playing the Irish next Saturday. Is that what it is?
Yep. And he's supposed to be. The ACC is 10 games. The Big Ten's 21.
Which is stupid.
Justin Fields gets it. He's out half the season.
Yeah,
but Trevor Lawrence gets it. They're talking about 10 days. If he got his positive test yesterday, he should not be able to play next week against Notre Dame, and Notre Dame should lay some whooping on Clemson. That's some love for you, Tony.
There you go, Tony. All right, get low. He just did this just come out while we're on the air, but he says Jonah, Mixon, Trey, Bobby are officially out. That is not good.
That ain't good at all.
So, yeah. So, our offense of scoring and my optimism kind of went down a little bit, but we'll see. Okay, Dallas. Honestly, I don't believe the Price is terrible. I mean, he isn't the best O-line, Ella, but he isn't terrible. The problem is we drafted him so high, and they thought they could make him a center. He's a guard, and he's – I'm not a very good guard. Guards you draft in the second round, third round. First round, you draft tackles and you draft centers, you know, and that's where I don't know who thought he could play. You're an Ohio State guy. Did he play center at Ohio State or what?
He played center at Ohio State and he was solid. He was, I being a homer, I liked the pick.
I was happy with the pick, but it hasn't turned out to be anything.
He's going to be a solid backup, and I hope he stays in Cincinnati, and I hope that he sticks with us and we sign him to a backup contract. I think he can be a decent backup.
Yep. All right, bringing the chili. Dang it, guys. Got to go. Deuces, brother. I said I'll be back next stream. Yep, that'll be on Monday, unless we get really excited and decide to do one after the game, which we haven't decided that yet. That's kind of a day of depends on how the game goes and how we're feeling after the show. After the game, we feel like talking or not. Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to talk. All right, Dallas. Yeah, John Ross is going to be gone soon. They keep saying he's sick. LOL. Yeah. Then it came up, he's sick again. Like, yeah, he can be sick again.
Just come out and say you don't want to play and cut him or
right.
Whatever.
Gillo says he doesn't like the coaching staff. I don't think Dunlap liked the coaching staff either. So, and like I said, Ross, dude, I didn't think they'd get as much as they did for Carlos. So maybe they'll try to get something. I don't know. But, they might just cut him if he keeps doing this stuff. All right, Tony's back at you. Lawrence, better be there to play. I won't be happy. I don't know if he's going to be, dude, because if he's positive, they won't. There's at least 14. I think it's 14 days. That's 2 weeks. Isn't that what the
– It's 10 for the ACC.
It's 10 for the ACC? Ah.
So that would actually be 9 games.
So what – I guess
9 days.
Depends on what day did he test positive.
Yeah.
So it'd be 10 days from the day he tests positive. I just found out about it. Was it yesterday? Yeah. You sent it to me.
Yeah, it came out yesterday. So, but either way, I'm with you, Tony. I always want to play the best. I don't want any excuses. I'm the same way, you know. If we played Clemson, I would want to play Lawrence. I would want to put Fields and Lawrence and put them up against each other again. And you got the two best quarterbacks in the nation going at it.
Exactly. Okay, there you go, John Kroger. Who the hell is going to block for Burrow? That's a good question. Well, it's going to be Billy Price at center, is Adeniji at one tackle, and Fred Johnson at another tackle. This is why, another reason I said, why is Spain on the practice squad, you know? So we're going to have three of our offensive line out. Another reason.
And it's not like our offensive line is so complex, you know.
Yeah.
We're not running stunts every 5 seconds, you know. That's what I was looking for, by the way, Jeff.
Yeah.
But we're not pulling guards every 5 seconds. We have it's pretty freaking simple what we do. They hit your guy and try to move him out of the way. I don't see why a 29-year-old, 6'5", 335-pound dude that just left another team can't jump on, be a guard, and push somebody around and give,
right.
Well, not Mixon, but Gio.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I'd like to see Travion Williams, too, or Trayvon Williams. I'd like to see him. I'd like to see what he's got. We were supposed to last week and didn't get any of him. So
the thing is, I wouldn't put, like, Finney. It's got him. He's a center. I wouldn't start him because he's center. You know, I mean, I can't remember the guy's name, but I remember – Carson, I think Carson was the quarterback, and our center got hurt, and they grabbed somebody off the street because they didn't have anybody else. And Carson had to take snaps from a guy he'd never taken snaps from before, you know, except for the week of practice. And I think we actually ended up winning that game. So it does work, but it's not the ideal thing to do. You'd rather use a guy that you've been on the team before and take snaps from. Yes. Landon, go Bearcats. Hey, any Bearcat fans out there on Bearcat Nation, this is a big weekend. We got to get Memphis back because they beat us twice last year. And so within a span of 8 days. So that's why we had to go to that crappy bowl game. So hopefully we can beat them and keep moving forward. Now I have a question. Say, we'll get back to the Lawrence thing. All right, say that. Say Clemson loses to, I think they're playing Boston College Saturday, just say they lose. All right. So in the college football playoffs, like ACC, Clemson's really the only team from the ACC, I think, that has a chance of going to the college football playoffs. And they've been in there a ton. And I know the playoff committee would want them in there. So if you lose to Boston College, that's a big loss. You know, how are they going to handle that? See, that's where I keep saying, and look, and us Bearcat fans, if they have if Ohio State or any of these other teams have a loss, and we don't have any, we're gonna be banging the drum, going, "Hello, why are these guys going above us?" Which I know why. It's money. I understand that, but that's where I'm like, I can't believe I haven't heard anybody say, officially that they're talking about expanding the college playoffs, because they've expanded hockey playoffs, they expanded NBA, they expanded baseball, they expanded everybody. I mean, they expanded all their play except for NFL so far, but why wouldn't they expand this? Because of this. So you can get these teams in that you really want. And then the teams that, like, say the Bearcats, were undefeated, hey, take a shot. You know, I'm surprised it hasn't come up yet.
Yeah, they need to. They really do. I mean, especially this year. You've got so many teams. I mean, like, Georgia loses and goes from 3 to 5 or what, you know. Nobody's getting – the SEC and you know, I hate to say it, it's a lot of the SEC, but – and even Clemson. Let's say Clemson would lose. Mm-hmm. I don't see Clemson going much past 6 or 7 and then moving right back in if they went out. Right. If the Buckeyes lose Saturday night, which is a big game in Happy Valley.
That's going to be tough. You know,
yeah, I don't – I see us probably going to 10 or 12. I mean, that's – it's just – the committee, I don't agree with the committee, but I do think they need to add six teams into the playoff. I personally want them to do it from the beginning. Why not? If you've got six undefeated teams, or if you've got one loss team in the top four, and you've got undefeated teams like your Bearcats outside,
right?
Then why not let them play? Even if they get whooped. Killed.
Yeah, I mean.
Let them play.
That way, guys like us would shut up. I hope Ohio State doesn't lose anything. I mean, I want them to go win, and you know, we don't have to worry about it. Let's see here. Landon, do you think they will be ranked higher after this game? Talk about the Bearcats. They should be, but with all the bigger schools coming in, I don't know. It's because. The bowl committee does not want us in there. They don't. I mean, they don't want us in there. Like I said, if Central Florida went almost 2 years being undefeated and they never got in, they don't want us in there. They want, you know, they want Clemson. They want Ohio State. They want Florida. They want these big schools in there. So it's going to be more viewership. I mean, look, I'm not stupid. I know there's more viewers for Ohio State than there are for Cincinnati football. I understand that. And that's the facts of the way it is. So I wish I could give you a better answer, Landon. I don't know, because this year is so crazy. You know, it is. It's just a crazy year because, like I said, Clemson might lose to Boston College because Lawrence isn't playing. I mean, Lawrence is a huge loss. So, you know,
who knows? And another thing with the, you know, Penn State, they were number 8, and they get Indiana gets that play at the end of the game that.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Close. Right. If they didn't call it a touchdown, it wouldn't have been a touchdown. But they called it a touchdown on the field, so they upheld the call. So that made Penn State go back to 18. I would much rather be playing a number. Well, they might have went up a spot or maybe a spot.
At least you want to stay where they're at.
Yeah, at least be still at 8 rather than playing 18 now. And I don't know what Memphis is rated, but, you know, whatever they're rated, if you lay a good beating on them,
I don't know. I hope they're ranked pretty high. I should have wrote that down. I don't remember. I know we're 7th. But the thing is, like, SMU, I thought SMU was going to give us a better game, and we did whooped them. it wasn't even much of a game. So yeah. I don't know. All right, Dennis. Hey, Strawberry Ice. Do you know this Cincinnati Bearcat basketball is going to be any good this year? I hope so. There is a lot of new guys on the team. Now these are going to be all Brandon's guys. So it's going to be more what Brandon wants, motion offense, tough defense, outside shooting. I'm hoping so. I like the shooters. That's why I really am trying to get Terry Nelson on here. Terry, buddy, if you're out there one of these days, you got to get on and, you know, we can talk about the Bearcats and, because Terry Nelson, you know, he's the broadcaster for Bearcats on the UC Final Four team. So he would know a lot more than I do about these players. But from what I've seen, they look pretty good. But we'll have to find out. And then Dallas here, he's got the bowl. He said the bowl schedule came out today. And as of right now, there's no expansion. Yeah, that's – and they might not. I don't think they're going to. But this would be the year to do it. You know, I don't know why they wouldn't. All right. Dallas says, yeah, I would love to see Trayvon Waynes play some snaps.
That yeah, would be good. We get this kid out of A&M, I believe. Fourth, fifth round, some mid-round pick. A lot of hype around him. And we were supposed to bring him up last week. Piron got maybe 3 or 4 carries at the most, and the rest was all Geo. So I don't know, but I sure would like to see the kid I'd like to see the kid play, see what we got.
Right. Sorry, I'm not laughing. You'll have to get low. Hey, I feel left out. I went to Tuskegee. Get low. You never answered me yesterday. Are you in the Bahamas? Is that where you're from? Or are you from here and then you went there? Or are you just on vacation or what? That was, if you guys don't know, like, yesterday Gillo commented that he's nice and warm in the Bahamas. And so I didn't know if he's from there or because I had, like I said, I've had people from Scotland message me that. So like I said, when this run, I say Strawberry Ice is running wild. He's running wild. It's all I use is YouTube, man. You can get me anywhere in the world. All right, Memphis. All right, Crown Apple Kid. Memphis is not ranked. All right, so there you go. So I mean, that's the thing. So if we lose.
That's what I was getting at.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So I'm kidding. They are ranked. I'm kidding.
I thought they were. What do I know? But that's a bit. So that'd be huge if the Bearcats lose to them, like we did last year. We'll be done. Basically, if we lose to them, all this talk about going to the playoffs and look. I'm more realistic. I don't think we're going to go to the playoffs. I don't think they're going to let us. But I can see us going to a pretty big bowl game, though. Now, I don't know. Do you know what bowl games are using for the playoffs this year? I don't even know.
I haven't even – until we get past Penn State, Wisconsin, and that last game in Michigan, I'm not even thinking about bowl games, nothing. We got to take care of business because if we miss one game, like who's missing their game this week? Wisconsin and somebody?
Nebraska and Wisconsin. Oh, I got something on that. My buddy at work was telling me this doesn't make any sense. This is how stupid the Big Ten is being. Yeah. The Nebraska went out and found the University of Chattanooga to play a game. Chattanooga tested everybody. They're all positive or not positive. They're all negative and everything. And they're set to play. And the Big Ten said no.
That's money for that school. Right. I mean,
why would you say no? Why would you not let them play? The Big Ten is being so weird about this whole. I don't get it. I don't get it. It does. All right. Hey, Gitlow. Here we go. Gitlow. I hope. All right. I'm from the Bahamas. Cool. Went to college in Alabama and live in the Bahamas. Cool.
That's where I am, baby. Alabama.
Well, Gitlow, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, but that's what it looks like to me. So I hope I'm saying your name right. But I like the name Gitlow. Gitlow, 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 Gitlow. Work it, work it. Tony Kemper, hey, Jeremy, did you see Notre Dame will be hosting Ohio State in basketball this year? Oh,
no, I did not.
You know what, though? I hate to tell you, I think Bearcats will whoop both your asses in basketball. So there. What you got?
We'll see. We'll see. To be honest with you, I haven't got to look into Ohio State's basketball much yet, so I can't really come back with a snide remark for old Tony yet. But I will. Trust me. I know some of the stuff.
I mean, I'm posting stuff for Bearcat basketball on Bearcat Country. I'm still trying to figure out when the world of the season is going to start. You know, because the Bearcats are supposed to play in the preseason NIT, but they're not. Now here's another cool Bengals. Information I found out. The Bengals are the only team in the NFL with 3 wide receivers who each have 40 more targets through week 7. That's 162 targets between AJ Green, Tyler Boyd, and T. Higgins.
That's awesome. Good.
So, I mean, I told you Joe Burrow's slinging it around. And the Bengals, last time they played the Titans at PBS, we won 33-7. That was back in 2014. So, we got some. I'm finding out that all 3 offensive linemen are out. I'm a little less.
That worries me.
That worries me a lot. But
we also beat Tennessee the last time we played them in Tennessee because I was at that game. So right. we've got their number. Roll Tide, Jeremy. Dude, I'm 100% Buckeye. I don't roll nothing Tide. There ain't no Tide rolling about me, bro. But I do love the state. I do love the people. And, you know, cheers to them.
There you go. All right. I thought Jeremy Dean, since he lives in Alabama, I thought he'd be an Alabama fan. Now, he's from – Jeremy grew up in Ohio. So he grew up in the great state of Ohio. You've only been
born and raised. Born and raised.
He's down there for work because he makes some money.
15 years now.
So, all right. Dallas. Hey, Jeremy, this is for yesterday's stream. If Bernard doesn't really go well, I say we make him a starter and get rid of Mixon. Go sign Jeremy Hill and then go sign that passing coach from LSU. By the way, I'm just kidding. Yes, that
man. I tell you what, dude, we have some fans out there, buddy. I tell you,
I mean, so
put Mixon on the bench.
Yeah,
put him on the bench.
That comment, I cannot believe he said that, or she said it, whoever said it. I don't know. It was in public. Yeah, in public. All right, my boys from Partner and Punctuation. Bye bye, Ross. Bye bye. So, all right. Let's see if Dennis. Strawberry Ice is right. Cincinnati Bearcats stomp a mud hole in Ohio State basketball. Heck yeah. There you go, Dennis. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. See, I honestly have no idea who Notre Dame has or Ohio State, but I just like my Bearcats and they're really good. So, there. What you think about that, Jeremy? Huh? What you got?
You can like them all you want. You can like losing all you want. No, I love Bearcat basketball, man. Kenyon Martin, that was my jam back in the day.
Yeah, so it was mine too. I'm like, oh, too bad we lost. All right, yeah. So we went from the beginning of the show saying we're being optimistic. You know, being optimistic. We got a chance. We're going to score a lot. And then Gitlow came down, who's usually optimistic, and said all three of our offensive linemen are out. So we both kind of went, what you got?
Have we heard anything about Sua Filo?
No. Yeah. Last I heard about him was Zach said he has a very good chance of starting or coming back. I don't know about starting, but coming back after the bye week. So that would be after next week, because next week's show will be very interesting. We do a Bengals preview show. We'll do a Bengals preview show of I don't know, because there won't be a game. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be odd.
We're going to be creative.
Since we were so positive in the beginning, I guess we'll just get down to brass tacks now.
Uh-oh.
Since Gitlow brought up the three linemen gone, Price and Johnson and
Adenajai,
who we drafted in. Didn't let him play all year, and now they're starting him after one. Just brought him up and starting him.
I'm assuming they are. I haven't heard that. I'm just assuming.
Well, yeah. What more can you
assume?
But when you look at the Titans' offense, Ryan Tannehill is completing 70% of his passes. He's averaging about 280 yards a game. Derrick Henry is averaging about 4.6 yards a carry. And about 110 yards a game. So our defense is going to have to show up as well. Not just our offense and our line going to have to come together. Our defense is going to have to show up because they haven't exactly blew people out. But their offense isn't the Jaguars or the Eagles. They've got, A.J. Brown. He's their leading receiver. You know, they're... This is not a gimme game by any means, but I did want to give those scores out to give people a little bit of hope that maybe we keep it close and maybe we win.
Yeah.
Maybe we win.
Maybe they actually make a play at the end of the game that makes a difference. That would be awesome. I hope so. Exactly. All right. Gitlow is bringing it back here. After the bye, we are going on a 9-0 run. Positivity. Exactly. I like that. I like that a lot. I like where your head's at. Dennis is forgiving you, Jeremy. He says, I forgive you for living in Alabama.
It's okay. Forgiven.
Eric. Hey, Jeremy, this one's for you. You can read this one. You'll appreciate this one.
By the way, I remember when Alabama thought they were going to roll their Tide up in 2015 on our third string Cardale Jones quarterback.
12 gauge.
Next thing you know, national championship, come our way. Go Buckeyes. One of the best nights of my entire life. In 15 years of being in Alabama, that was probably one of the best nights of being here.
Oh, dude.
I loved it.
I had fun. Like I said, my wife is from Florida. So all of her family except her brother, they're all Florida State fans. Her brother is a Gator fan. Either way, I wore all my Ohio State stuff. I got so many looks by championship shirts. I was like,
well, it was there you go. Awesome.
There you go. Awesome. Okay. Hold on.
I do got a quick note on Dunlap.
Go for it.
And I know he's gone.
Yeah.
But the reason he is gone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anybody read everything that I posted it earlier today, but they finally got down to what the real deal was with Dunlap. Fact of the matter is him and Zach Taylor just couldn't stand each other.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's about that. The actual report says after the Browns game in week two, they had a very heated exchange where I guess there might have been some breaking apart, pushing apart.
Oh, really?
I don't see why Zach Taylor would want to try to get in the face of a 6'6",
nope,
280-pound
nope,
man.
Nope.
Swole. But, yeah, and very tenuous by different people that were around. I'm guessing certain Bengal players probably gave a little of that information to a reporter. And it pretty much escalated from week to week, and that is the reason why he eventually got demoted. Mm-hmm. I guess it didn't really have much to do with this play. It had pretty much everything to do with Zach Taylor and him just not standing each other. And since week two versus the Browns, it kept getting worse and worse and worse. Then Dunlap got benched for the third down deal, and next thing you know, he's gone. So we can put that to bed. That's what happened. That's the report out of Bengals Wire. So it can be over with, done with now. They hate each other, whatever. Who cares? Dunlap's gone. We're moving on.
I look at it this way. I kind of, like you said, I kind of like that about Zach. Now, if he is willing to go stand toe-to-toe with a 6'7", dude, as swole as Carlos is, and he ain't backing down, that's kind of what you want in a football coach, man. You want a guy who ain't scared, you know? And I don't always think Marvin Lewis was like that. You know, I think Marvin was like, oh, sorry, guys, come on, get it together. We can do it. Come on. And Zach's like, nah, you do it my way or you get the beep out. And that's kind of what happened with Carlos, it seems like. So I kind of like that. Now, I like to see it add up to wins, but
yeah, I think it translates better with younger players for sure, you know, with his age.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But
If you're going to stand up to a 10-year vet like that, you know, you're going to stand up, then he goes, that's a precedent. He's not going to get pushed around.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, dude, you remember David Shula? That dude got pushed around. Nobody respected him. Nobody respected him. And the thing is, that's the other thing I want to say. Nobody came to Carlos's defense. Nobody in that locker room. Not Gino, not AJ, not Mixon. None of these guys have been his teammate for a while. None of them came to his defense. I mean, they didn't really say anything except for Mixon wanted to get Carlos's crib.
That was kind of funny. And but that kind of sounds like a dig to me almost.
A little bit. Like, all right, get out of here. I'll take your place. Go on, homie. So, that's where I'm like, I know everybody keeps saying Zach's got to do this. Zach's got to do that. Dude, from everything I'm seeing, Zach's doing what everybody is complaining about. You know, he's doing it. He's holding guys accountable. You know, he's making changes. If you're not playing, he's yanking your ass out. I mean, the only thing we're not doing is freaking winning, and he knows that. And yeah. And like Burrow said in his press conference, and Zach has said it too, they got to make plays. They got to make plays. Somehow, you are a professional football player. There's too many times where we had opportunity to make plays to change the game, and we didn't do it. That's what's got to change. And that is also a mindset of I'm going to do this. You aren't going to stop me, you know? And it, sometimes it just takes that one, just one time for it to go right your way, right one time, and it could roll on. Now, the interesting thing I'm going to say, since this is the game before a bye week, Marvin Lewis was always horrible. Another thing, I mean, I liked Marvin Lewis a lot, but there's so many things. He was here for so long, I can point out stuff that he did. He was terrible after bye weeks. How many times would we lose the game before a bye week, and then we roll on into the next bye week and the game after, and we lose that one? And, oh, we came out flat. We came out this. How the hell do you do that? Over and over and over. And I can't remember. I mean, I can't remember what Zach, I'm sure we lost after a bye week last year. I don't remember, honestly. So, but it will be interesting to see how they handled this week, you know, after everything that's happened with Carlos and all the stuff that's been going on, bringing in Spain, bringing in Finney, bringing in all these new guys and all this, you know, all this new stuff. Cause there's a lot of stuff going on with the Bengals other than playing football and how it all comes together. And I got, and now adversity, you gotta be a team to overcome adversity. Now you got three of your offensive linemen, which they overcame that last week, which is their defense didn't stop them. Now, if they can overcome that for a whole game, I don't know. But they're all still in it together, you know? And when you only got one win and it's this frustrating, I kind of like that they're not coming out against Zach Taylor. Good.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of the witnesses around that reported that out were Bengal players, I'm sure. So that's another thing. But I loved what you said because we did not rehearse this. I know it's getting late in the show, but you were talking about how horrible we are after bye weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, and you guys out there, it's kind of like timeouts with Cincinnati.
Oh, God.
Do you ever realize that?
It
just clicked in my
Timeouts. We actually have timeouts now. They're not gone in the first 10 seconds of the second half.
Yeah. Every time. And it's happened a couple times this year, too. But with Marvin Lewis.
It happened every
game. And Palmer. Yeah. How many times?
They would have a timeout. They get under center and go, oh, I got to take another timeout. I'm like, you just took timeout. What are you doing again for?
And then, it gets better. You call a timeout. You call a play. And it's the worst play call ever. You run it right up the middle, or you know what I mean? It's nothing special. And we see a defense here. We got something here, guys. We got something here.
Right.
And then you hand the ball off, and you get stopped for fourth and one, and you turn the ball over. You know, you said that, and it just popped in my mind. That's the way we are with timeouts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way you look at the TV screen going,
what the hell was that?
Right.
Are they drunk? They took a timeout and they ran that?
Yeah, that's what they had.
What the hell are they doing?
We're not going to need those at the end of the game.
No,
we needed to run that ball up the middle.
Yeah, we don't need timeouts. I mean, but that's the thing, too. In all these close games this year, when we're trying to come back or whatever, the Bengals have had timeouts. I can't remember. Yeah. Off the top of my head, I can't remember a game this year that we've ran out of them. I know the Browns didn't have any last week. You know, they actually ran out of timeouts.
Yeah, so, completely ran out. Yeah, not near as bad as we have been the in the past. My gosh.
So I everybody's going to say I'm defending Zach, but these are these are the facts. This is what we all complained about what Marvin did. This is what Zach's doing, and it's the exact opposite. It's what everybody complained about Marvin. Zach's doing it. So I have a question for you. If the ball flipped the other way and we were 5-1, you know, 5-1-1 or whatever, and not 1-5-1, how many complaints do you think we get about Zach Taylor? Just curious.
I'm going to say.
Right. Yeah. And we're barely missing winning these games. So I got so many people on Bengals itch. Oh, you got to fire Zach. For what? What? I mean, do you guys remember how bad this team was? Our defense had to be completely redone. Marvin's second last year, we had a historically bad defense. And they didn't really do anything to fix it the next year, except for Marvin fired the defense coordinator, and then he started calling the plays. They really didn't do anything. You know, they didn't do anything for – that's the other thing why the first year with Zach, I wasn't all that excited about it because they did nothing to help Zach out. So
right.
It didn't surprise me we won two games last year. This year, they did a ton of stuff to help out. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Like I was telling you earlier, I was talking with my dad about, you know, the Bengals. That's one of our things. We just enjoy, you know, figuring out what's going on, if we can figure it out, whatever. And that was something he pointed out to me that, you know, he's not the biggest Zach Taylor fan. I'm not the biggest Zach Taylor fan. I don't like to lose, okay? So it doesn't matter.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, Marvin Lewis didn't retire.
No.
He didn't leave Zach Taylor with this great defense, great offensive line, and Taylor just needed to come in and draft Joe Burrow and T. Higgins and who cares else and go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
He came in with nothing.
Right.
He drafted two linebackers that are starting.
Mm-hmm.
One the year before in Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
He signed Trey Waynes. Well, he didn't, but you know, he got Trey Waynes to Cincinnati.
Right.
Another top shutdown cornerback. Guy got injured, training camp, out for the year. Signed DJ Reader, out rest of the year. Willie J III, another guy. I know I'm going over injury. He's out, out for a while, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he's come back. But the fact of the matter is what I'm getting at here is Taylor was not given, you know, a goose that cracked out golden eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right. All right. He has literally had to build a team on two drafts.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball goes.
They've hit on almost all their draft picks, too, and the two drafts. I can think of it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. And the ball goes, like you said, another way. We could easily switch our record around. And so as I look at Taylor now, I look at him a little differently. You know, when I look at all our linebackers, man, 1 year linebacker, rookie linebackers, all starting, people injured all up and down our defensive line, our defensive backfield depleted.
Yeah.
Offensive line depleted. Yet we're still in every game. We've had the chance to win at least five of them. So, you know, I'm coming around on Taylor just a little bit. I'm still not happy, but if we can get 7-8 wins this year, go 500.
Oh yeah.
I'll be extremely happy with Zach Taylor.
I said 8-8, and I'm still hoping that's gonna happen, but we'll see. Dallas.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, honestly, Zach isn't a bad coach. We're a couple plays away from being 5-2. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, with this offseason, and if they attack, and I say attack, because that's what they did. That's the first time I've ever seen a Bengals attack the offseason this past year. If they attack the offseason like they did this past year, they do that this year, which we talk about drafting an offensive lineman. Everybody keeps talking about Sewell or whatever his name is from Oregon. I don't know what the free agents are as far as tackles go. But if there's a really good tackle out there, I would rather go get that, go get a tackle there, and then you can go get the wide receiver from LSU. And, dude, you put him with AJ, you put him with Tyler, you put him with T. I mean, maybe you draft him, maybe you let AJ go, but if you do that, then you got Chase, you got T, you got Tyler Boyd. Woo, boy.
Uzama coming back, tight end, Sample playing good.
Uh-huh. So I'm saying, so I would prefer, because we haven't been that lucky with offensive linemen. I mean, Jonah Williams looks like to be legit, but that's the first offensive lineman we've hit in the last three we've drafted. I said, Oboihe, bust. Price, bust. Fisher, bust. You know, so that's where I'm like, maybe they should just go sign one if you can. You know, yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what the free agents, offensive linemen look like. I haven't even, I mean, we're not there yet. So I'll look at it more toward when it's a reality of actually happening.
Yeah. I just feel better about it, like you said, than to take another chance on another high draft pick.
Right.
And say we do have top three pick. I know I said this last show, but it's the truth. Teams are going to come after Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence like crazy. Look what Mike Ditka did for a running back.
Right.
Okay. A guy that couldn't quit smoking pot for 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. Ricky Williams was, you know, he was a pretty good stud, but he gave up just about every pick he had and mm-hmm. half of his team to get the guy. That's right. What we're going to be looking at in Fields and Lawrence. I truly believe it. And I say, why not take that ransom, run, and have an offseason like we did this last year, like you just said.
Yeah, and hopefully not some main injuries.
And that's right.
Here's some more positivity from Dallas. Hey, the Falcons made a play last night. I mean, maybe it's our time. Dude, who knows? And the thing is, look, people can say we're bad all they want, but we're not the Jets. We're not the Falcons. We are on the upward projection. They are on the downward projection. So there's trust me, Bengals fans, Bengals Nation, I know it is absolutely frustrating watching this team lose. Because trust me, like I said on Monday's show, I was so pissed off that we lost. I could not believe we freaking lost that game. For Cleveland to go all the way down the field in like 4 or 5 plays and no timeouts and freaking score. And the defense was the way I wanted it to be, was, you know, man, not in zone, and we still freaking lost. I was just like, what the hell?
Miserable. Yeah.
So, yep. I mean, trust me, I get the frustration. I get it. But you guys, it's one thing I can't stand about Cincinnati fans for some reason. They're all like, oh, we suck. We're terrible. We got to get rid of this guy. We got to get rid of that guy. I'm like, look at what's actually happening. You know, you got to look at the facts of what's actually happening in these games. You know, I mean, people bring it back like, okay, but you want to get rid of, like, talk about to me, I want to get rid of David Bell. Well, the reason I want to get rid of David Bell is he's got all the talent in the world to win. And I also want to, but it's not just him. I also want a philosophy change there. You know, I want a philosophy change as far as hitting goes. Yep. Quit trying to swing. I hate the analytics. To me, teams that win are not completely analytics-based. Now, I know the Dodgers, they're basically all analytics-based, and they won. And the Tampa Bay Rays were – so this year it worked. But most of the time, you got to do a mixture of it. And the biggest thing with that is you got to be able to hit the ball. You got to make contact, get on base, move people over, score runs. If you hit – like Chris Welch says this all the time. If you hit a solo home run, that doesn't necessarily mean – you know, sometimes that's almost a rally killer. All right, yay, we got one run. All right, next two guys get out, and we're done.
You know, that's true.
So that's where I want to get rid of David Bell. It's not going to happen. But that's – so I'm not completely all for Reds and Bengals coaches. But I am with Zach. I just keep looking at what is happening, what he's doing. I think he's trying to get everything going in the right direction. But if you don't have the players and you got so many injuries, it's really hard. And they're doing all this when he doesn't have all the players and we got a lot of injuries and we're still barely losing, you know? All right. Doug Newman. Let's see. What do you got? Tighten up.
Oh, get out of here.
Is he new? I don't know.
You new, Doug?
Dougie, are you new, Doug? Dougie, where are you from? You from Tennessee, Dougie?
Thanks for watching anyway, man.
Yeah, thanks for watching. Well, like I said, I'll take any smack talk from any other NFL team. It's fun. I don't care. I ain't scared. But, I mean, I do think, Doug, I think we got a shot of beating you.
We have a chance. You're telling me there's a chance.
You're telling me there's a chance. Excuse me.
He said, good luck this week, guys. Hey, good luck to you too, man. If you're a Titans fan, I will tell you this. I think I've said it before.
Yeah, but Doug might not have heard it, so go ahead and say it again. I know Jordan's
saying it. The last time we played Tennessee, I went and watched the game. And I got to tell you something, man. That is one of the best fan bases, the nicest people you will ever meet. I mean, just it almost felt like a home game in Cincinnati. It was just, it was great. It was awesome. Oh, he's from Hawaii.
So okay. Are you in Hawaii now? That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love, if you guys from other places other than Cincinnati, let me know. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's very cool. All right. Get those.
Tell your friends, man. Tell your friends.
I know this. I know this name. Ed Armbruster. He said, "Hey, my cousin Ed Armbruster played for the Reds back in the day." Now, I don't know if you remember this. The only reason I know who Ed Armbruster is a 75 World Series. It might have been Morgan. Somebody was stealing it. Armbruster tried to bunt the ball and kind of got in the way of Carlton Fisk, and they threw the ball in the center field. Yep. That's it. That's the only reason I know who Ed Armbruster, Ed Armbruster one play. Is.
One easy play.
For me to say. All right. Got another one here. Bold up. I think the Bengals have a shot. I think they do too. Facebook.
Bold up. Charger fan.
I don't know. What's up? If you have not subscribed to my show, subscribe to Sports Strawberry Hats on YouTube. And then when you comment on YouTube, it'll pop up kind of like Chris here. You see, he is from YouTube because it's got the little camera right there. See the little camera? So anyway, Chris, what's up, brother?
What's up, Chris?
I want to believe in Zach, but the record don't lie. If we don't see more wins this year, the Bengals should move on. All right, what's more wins? Now, because people say like, well, that's a generality. What's more wins? I mean, more than two. So what if he wins three? I'm not trying to make funny. I'm just curious. What is enough wins? You know, I think we got five in us. I think which would be a total of six. I think we win five out of these next games, is what I think.
I want to win it seven or eight games this year. You know, but it also depends on how we play, I guess. There's a lot more into it than just wins and losses at the same time. If we're still injured like crazy, you know, if we're still having all these wild things at the end of the game, we're up big and losing and up or getting destroyed either way, there's a lot more than just a win and a loss. But yeah, I want to see at least four, five more wins this year for sure against this schedule. If not, yeah, it may be time, but right now we're trying to be this is me trying to be positive.
It means I'm rubbing off on him.
No, don't listen to this guy. This guy's all crazy.
Crazy. All right, Joe. Illinois and Purdue game will probably be canceled this weekend because of the flu cases on Illinois' team. Really? That's two of them from the Big Ten. I did not hear that. That's
a good thing we didn't play any of those two teams.
Yeah. All right, Doug. With our defense, you guys definitely have a chance. I expect a high-scoring game, but honestly, I have a feeling Derrick Henry will run very angrily this week. Doug, I agree with you. That's I was saying. You guys know her. Oh, dude, really? You guys know her. I wonder if this is Griff. I wonder if this is my buddy Eric Griff. Griffin, he said, you guys know who this is? Yeah, it is. Herbert's the real deal. Yeah, whatever, Griff. Whatever, dude.
Who won? I got a quick question for you, Jeff.
Yeah. What's
it up? Just popped in my mind.
Yeah, okay. What's up? What you got?
Who won the FedEx Air Player of the Week last week?
Yeah, I think that was a good question. I got that written down somewhere. Let me I'll take Joe freaking Burrow for 1,000.
Joe freaking Burrow. What is Joe Burrow is right. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yes,
well done.
Thank you very much. Love you, Griff, but you're whatever. All right, Dallas. Let's see here. Dennis, they're doing a lot of the same plays. Burrow ran at LSU. Okay, we don't. Let's see. I don't know how you could say they aren't good because this must be a conversation you guys are having on chat row.
Yeah. He's thrown for 500-300-yard games. Defense has lost this game. Yeah, Burrow's had – I mean, he should be ROI that you guys throw on us. That now we know rookie of the year.
Yeah, I've been posting that on Bengals Nation now. I'm like, oh, ROI. I know. Cool. I know what that means.
We're all cool now because we know what ROI means. All right.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, he's played completely way better than my expectations. And to look into the future of this guy, wow.
Yeah. All right, Chris comes back. He said, more than last year, five would be good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we can win five. I think we got – so it really only means four more wins. But I think we got five more beyond the one we already won is what I think. You know, because the schedule just gets easier. All right, Rifter Madness. Yeah, Bengals got a chance, but would you pick them to win? If I'm putting money on it? See, the problem is I'm terrible at betting because I can't bet against my teams. So that's why I kind of quit doing it because I just can't get myself to bet against them. Like I love like the NCAA tournament. I love filling out a bracket and everything. And I always pick the Bearcats to get at least Sweet 16, Elite 8 all the time. I can't do it. And they don't get past the second round here lately. So I think they're going to win. If I'm going to put money on it, if I'm telling you to put money on it, I wouldn't do it. But my dumb ass would probably put money on it.
Is this a new viewer or is this somebody?
No, you know? I think he or she is new. I don't remember the name before, but we're getting so many. But if you are, welcome to the show.
Yeah, man. And that's a good question. You know what? Looking at these scores and how close they've played many teams. I mean, they've really only had one real good win and not very well against the lowly Texans, the lowly Broncos, the Vikings, lowly pretty much this year, Jags. I'm going to say we're going to win this one.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
There it is.
Gillo's jumping in this. Derek would not be allowed to beat us. He would have to run with five people on his feet. Yeah, I'm hoping this is the game for Geno to step up. That's what I'm really hoping. I'm really hoping Geno steps up.
And, Mike Daniels, Logan Wilson hit that hole. Slow him down.
Hootay, y'all. One of those FedEx voters was mine. Good job.
Me too. Man. All Me of too, us.
I voted about 20 times.
Yeah, I was close.
All right, Dallas. Starting this week again, it's the Titans. Woo, Joe freaking Burrow.
All day, every day.
Yes, sir. All right, Jeremy. It's 6:43. We've been on here for a little over an hour.
It's closing time.
Yes, sir. All right, let's get to the Facebook groups that we help run. They are Bengals Nation, Bearcats Country, Reds Country, and Cyclones Country. And as always, I'll be putting this up on the podcast later on tonight. If not tonight, I'll do it tomorrow, but make sure you guys check it out. We're on Spotify, Podbean, pretty much wherever you get your podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Follow me on all my social media platforms under Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. YouTubers, before I got on here, I was up to 691. So close to 700. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, bring everybody to Strawberry Ice. Let's try to get to 700 as fast as we can. Jeremy Dean, will you please do the honors, sir?
Well, Jeff, hopefully this week we will have a fun show Monday evening.
Yes.
It'll be a win.
A win.
And it'll be a nice little pretty poem wrapped up in a bow.
I can't wait for a poem.
I know. But until then, guys, as you know, always remember, you don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati. So act like it. Hootay.
Hootay. And that's just sports, baby. See ya.